sorts of different ways. So that's our big mission.
So financial instability is a big problem.
Correct. Financial instability is correlated with everything from poor educational outcomes, which Mike cares deeply about, to poor streets, to people going to prison. All these things that hurt our society, a lot of them have as a root cause financial instability, and that's something we know how to fix.
Ken, why should the larger community care about people in poverty? If I'm not, my family's not, we're going to college, we have good jobs, why is this my problem?
Well, there's a couple different answers to that. First of all, if you believe in helping each other and basic humanity, you realize that there's a big problem when some people have way too much to eat and are taking lavish vacations and some people can't eat and are homeless. And when people are trying to raise kids and they're homeless, facing those challenges, that's not good for the next generation as well. But beyond basic humanity, it's just good economics. When our community is strong and thriving, that happens when people are not suffering. When everyone's down and out and struggling, it's putting a huge tax on all of our resources.
And I don't want to make it sound like doom and gloom, obviously, Ken. I've been lucky enough to call Jackson, Michigan, my home for 24 years now, and been at these radio stations for 24 years. But when I was starting out, like every other young radio guy, I bounced around a little bit, and I didn't have to go far. But in Hillsdale, in Coldwater, in Battle Creek, in Kalamazoo, United Way was still strong there, and there was a need in those communities as well.
Yeah, United Way is strong in a lot of communities. United Ways are taking it in some communities if where there's not a big employer base. Some United Ways are struggling. But here in Jackson, we've done really, really well. In fact, last year, my total budget was over $14.5 million because of this really interesting partnership we did with Consumers Energy to put low-income utility customers square. We were providing a lot of direct assistance to them, which was a statewide contract, and that allowed me to support some of our local work with statewide dollars. So we're getting real creative here in Jackson to stay strong.
You are, and it is such an essential part of our community, recognizing the needs, finding the money, and then the programs to actually implement and make change. Mike, why are you so intimately involved in United Way?
I had a personal stake in United Way. Very few people know my story. I was raised by a single mom with five sisters. We had Salvation Army Christmases. We lived off food stamps. And so to me, it was important that I wanted to break that cycle. As a 7-8-year-old kid, I knew we were the poorest kids in the neighborhood. And that's hard for a kid to go through. You ask the question, why is raising people out of poverty important to our community? Well, the less poverty you have, the more businesses we have that flourish, which makes Jackson a more attractive place to be. You on the Chamber of Commerce know that best. We want to market Jackson. We want to grow Jackson. Also, very few people know this. Ruby Payne, who works with poverty, it's interesting how many first-generation college students become teachers. It's extremely high level, and I truly believe that's part of that. They want to break that cycle, and they want to help children break that cycle.
Mike is the superintendent of Western Schools. What do you guys do at the elementary, middle, high school? What are you guys doing to connect with United Way and to help out?
We're very fortunate at Western. Greg Hoffman has been our campaign champion at Western. Greg is one of our coaches and teachers. And Greg has really encouraged the staff. And like we've said in our opening meeting, this is not a lifestyle. United Way is not creating a lifestyle for people in poverty. We're trying to get them out of poverty. We're trying to get them financially stable. Western is partnering with United Way to be a JobStar site this year.
Wait, I'm sorry, what is JobStar?
Glad you asked, Mindy. JobStar is a program where we are assigned a success coach. That success coach comes on site once a week, spends 4 to 8 hours on site, but that coach is available to any employee that has some form of obstacle that's stopping them from doing their job. And we see that all the time. Custodians, for example, $12-13 an hour. We have people that want to work as a custodian, but they live on the east side of Jackson and they can't get out to Western. So JobStar, that success coach, helps bridge that gap, find a resource, maybe carpooling, maybe a transportation through the busing system, whatever it may be. But they also provide other services as well.
That sounds like an amazing program that a lot of businesses might be interested in for their employees. Is this something available to other businesses in the community?
As I understand it, we are one of the second cohorts. I believe JPS, Western, the county, as well as one of the staffing agencies, U.S. Staffing. And so every year, Ken and his group are trying to expand this. I think we actually have a meeting coming up, a monthly meeting. But what an opportunity for a few thousand dollars a year employers can become part of this program and hopefully avoid costs of the constant turnover, which costs thousands of dollars a year every to replace an employee.
Ken, before I get into the last and really fun question, if there's a need right now, what can we do here in this room? What can we do if we're listening to 970 this morning? What can we do as listeners to help with the United Way?
That's a great question. We just finished our great Stuff the Bus campaign, and thanks to everyone who supported that. We raised more items than last year, and that was a big help. But, of course, we're in full fundraising mode now for our annual campaign. So if you are listening and your employer does not offer an annual workplace campaign, suggest to HR that they do. We're happy to come in and show them how. It's very simple. And if you can't do that, you can go to our website, uwjackson.org, and make a pledge or a gift there. We're happy to bill you every month if that's easier than making an outright gift. Whatever works for you, we want to make it easy. But there are a lot of ways to help. You can also go to uwjackson.org and learn how to volunteer, because there's a lot of volunteer opportunities coming up this fall as well.
You do make it very easy. I don't even think about it. It just automatically comes out, my contribution.
Thank you for your support.
You're very welcome. Thank you for all you do. What I've heard you saying without using the words is a rising tide lifts all boats. And then we support our community. Everyone wins. You happen to have a fun fundraiser coming up. The Chamber has a boat. Come cheer us on. Nacho boat. It'll be a nacho-themed boat. What is happening?
Yeah, you know, you use the word boat, and I haven't had enough coffee to even catch it, so that was a very good one. Our annual kickoff for the last few years to get awareness of United Way's kickoff has been a cardboard boat race. So next Friday, the 5th. Next Friday the 6th, we will be out at Cascades Urban Fisheries Pond, that cool new pond next to the falls, and we're going to have about 16 cardboard boats trying to complete two different race circuits.
So nachos, because there's a food theme?
Yes, the theme is food. Some of them are named something about a taco. Some are named something about a banana. I don't know. It's going to be pretty creative. Some of them we can't tell what they're going to be, but I'm pretty sure a few will sink, and that is really, really fun.
I know
Guaranteed.
It's coming quick, but can you still get in?
Absolutely. If you want to try to glue a boat together really quickly and paint it quick so it dries, you can still get in. Just call United Way, email us, call us, and we'll tell you how to get in. It's only a couple $100 for entry. And if you can't build a boat, just come laugh. 4 o'clock.
Did you say we can use glue?
Yes, you can use glue.
Oh, my boat just took on a whole new theme. Ken, Mike, United Way, thank you for all you're doing for our community. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Hit them up for hospice. We're going to talk about that in a second, but I think these regional off-the-clock events are really great, and there's another one coming up at the end of September, Mindy.
Yeah, you know, we switched to the off-the-clock program a few years ago. It is our evening networking event, and once a year we go regional to expand the networking opportunity for people so that our members get to build relationships with businesses outside of the Jackson County area with people that might want to do business with them, buy their products and services. So that is September 25th, 5 o'clock. 10 chambers are going to be there. So a big regional event. It's at Golden Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Chelsea. And, of course, all information is at jacksonchamber.org.
We're just messing around this morning. We're talking about boating, and now we're talking about golfing. The Hit 'em Up for Hospice. Golf outing is coming up. We have Chrissy Siders, who's the CEO of CP Federal Credit Union. Good morning. How are you? And we also have Christy Herrick, who is the manager of hospice care services at Henry Ford Allegiance, to talk a little bit about the great event. And what an awesome event. Where is the event, first of all, Christy?
So the event is actually out at the Grand this year. We've actually moved it. It's September 9th. Super excited for it. I think tee off's at 9 o'clock. Actually, our teams are full, which is amazing.
Well, you just killed question number five.
I know. I thought I'd just get to it real quick so you wouldn't have to ask it. But this year, actually, American One and CP Federal Credit Union are partnering, and it has been just an absolute joy. And actually, what it's doing is allowing us to raise a significant amount of money for the hospice home.
I think it's great. You know, I was reading the public service announcement on the radio, and first of all, the big thing is, over the years, how much money? I mean, you guys have raised a ton of money for this, right?
A ridiculous amount of money, yes, absolutely. We just continue to raise and raise and raise. And it's something that CP Federal Credit Union took on about 4 or 5 years ago, but this year we took it farther, and we're partnering this year.
Yeah, so I saw the partnership with American One, and I said, what?
Oh, my goodness.
American One and
what?
CP are teaming up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is competition.
Shocker. I know. It's been a real shock for everybody.
But congratulations on using the platform that you guys have to do something super great in the area.
Thank you. You know, it actually came about, I have the honor of chairing the hospice board, and Martha had recently lost her mom, the CEO of American One, and we were sitting around the table at the board meeting, and it just hit me. Why are we not collaborating on something that is so critical to our community? And so I reached out to Martha. We actually had breakfast together. And we have since just had the best relationship ever as we've prepared for this golf outing.
That's really something that I think Jackson community does really well, collaborates even with competitive, you know, companies and people. So thank you first for being that consummate professional that sees the bigger picture. Tell us a little bit more about the hospice center and what it does, why all this money you're raising is so important for our community.
So hospice home is a place for people to go when they are at the end of their life, and it allows families to be the family and us to take care of them. And we not only take care of the patients, we take care of the families. We have 20 beds out in a really beautiful setting. And we take a holistic approach to the care of the patients. The thing I think that people don't understand is that hospice care is usually covered by insurance. It's that room and board piece that's not covered, and that's about $275 a day for people to stay there. And so, and we don't turn people away based on their inability to pay, so we will take care of folks. So these donations go back into the community. We're not for profit, and we want to be able to provide the best care to our community.
So with the room and board and the end of life cost that somebody would have out of pocket, that adds up.
It adds up quite quickly for families, and it's amazing how many families come together to take care of their loved one, pitch in, you know, to provide those that necessary care for them and that money to take care of them. So this golf outing, you know, helps us to take that burden off of families.
And we've all been there, and it can come as kind of a shocker when you get the bill because you're worried about your loved one.
Right, exactly. And we want to be able to raise those funds, take that burden off, and help families to just focus on that end of life.
It is such a hard time, obviously, for anyone going through that. To have a place where you get to focus on your family, on your loved one, not worry so much about what's happening, just be there with them and care for them and have yourself taken care of. I hear so many stories where people spend that entire time being the caretaker and then have regret about not being present with their loved one. So what you provide is a valuable asset to this community. How else might people support the hospice home throughout the year other than this golf outing?
So donations, we take donations. You know, we do have at the hospice home, we have bricks, so folks can buy bricks in honor of their loved ones. We have memorial celebrations for families as well. Trying to think of other events that we have. Lights of Love, so we do the Lights of Love at the holidays around Thanksgiving time, and folks donate in honor of their loved ones that have died. So
Chrissy, you said right away, you killed my fifth question, that it's full.
Mm-hmm.
But can we help in another way? I know we got sponsorship forms at the radio station and filled that out, but are there sponsorships that are available? And if not, can you create some kind of cool sponsorship for somebody that wants to help?
Yeah, of course. We'll take your money, all of your money. You can be the weather sponsor. You can be the tea sponsor. You can be the sprinkler sponsor. We really don't care. You know, we just want you to join in the effort, really, you know, for raising funds for families in our community is really what it is. Yes, it goes to the hospice home, but this is about family more than anything else.
Chrissy and Christy, thank you so much for your time. Give these ladies a big round of applause.
Thank you.
Hit them up for hospice. Mindy, Economic Club Luncheon coming up in just a couple weeks at Cascades.
I am so excited about this one. It's a topic that we all hear about frequently, and on top of that, the speaker is going to be engaging and entertaining and energetic. It's Carlene Belia. She is actually a veterinarian who has branched off into the public speaking, coaching, mentoring, authoring realm. She is talking about generational differences and how we can all work better together. So, Jamie, I'm sure you've heard businesses talk about how they can't fill jobs that they have, about how they have internal struggles amongst their employees, about how millennials this. We want more millennials. Millennials are difficult. I personally think that there is a room for all of us to be part of the business success. So she's going to give us some fun tips and tricks on how to make that happen.
We have Cindy Fuller, who is the owner of the Balloony Bin. The Balloony Bin brings the party. I'm just going to read the first sentence of the introduction here. You're the party girl, Cindy.
I guess I am today. Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy. Thank you for being here.
Do you like the display?
They are beautiful. We are surrounded by some vibrant, fun balloons. Cindy, one thing that I am always amazed by is how you transform a room with your balloons.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yep. It's a very economical way and a very bright way to do that. So yeah, you have to have balloons. Yeah,
it can fill a space that might feel empty. It can add color. It can add fun dimensions and shapes. And you can build just about anything.
Yeah, yeah. We also do upscale things too. You know, like fancy weddings, and I've decorated at the Capitol a couple times from big fancy events that happen. So balloons just fit in it everywhere, every room, everywhere.
And today's not your first barbecue. You've been doing this for a long, long time.
Yeah, yep. This time around, almost 14 years. So years ago, I owned a balloon store in Jackson, and about 8 years, and then I sold it and went to college and got my degree in social work to save the world, and then I decided I really liked balloons. So yeah, so then I went back to balloons.
Well, both of those make people happy, right?
Yes,
social work is
yeah.
helping people smile, and so do balloons.
Yes.
But there's lots of people having lots of events, whether it's a daddy-daughter dance or Good Morning Greater Jackson or a wedding or whatever it is. What's the process? How do people find you? How do they pick out what they're going to do as far as an arrangement and make a room come to life?
Well, Pinterest has really helped a lot because people find things on Pinterest and go, can you make that? I've never seen that. I'm like, yeah, I've made that like 20 times and I can do it again. Yeah, so.
Can you make everything?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I will figure it out, whatever it is you're looking for.
What was the most challenging thing you had to make?
Oh, that's, well, for Western, for their daddy-daughter dance, I did a huge igloo with polar bears that came in and out and lit up. So it was really awesome.
So
that was a good
they
time.
They move as well.
Yes. Like you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's STEM all
over. My little
over
mouse
again.
In there pulling them back and forth. No, not really.
I love it. Yeah.
So this says that you have all different kinds of packages, and I see DJ needs as well. Do you also DJ events?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah. I sleep about 45 minutes a night, so... Yeah, but yeah, I love DJing. I do private parties, birthday parties, fundraisers, all kinds of events. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It just kind of fits in. With
and
everything.
You just love music in general,
yes.
right? You are a musician as well.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Jamie, she does singing telegrams.
So here's a little story. Yesterday was my wife's birthday, and I won't throw her under the table as far as what her age is. She says 29 again. And I'm very fortunate. I definitely married up. She looks like she's 29, so go me. But I forgot that it was her birthday. She's teaching at Western right now, so she's not listening to this program. But I forgot it was her birthday until someone yesterday morning in a meeting said that it was August 26th. And I went, crap. It's the 26th of August. It's my wife's birthday. So I put something on Facebook really quick that made me look like a hero. And I took her out for dinner last night, but a singing telegram. That's what I needed.
Yeah. See, that's what we call a balloon emergency. You just call me. And then I show up at her school and say, you know, he ordered this like last week and I was just running late. And so, you know, this is just for you. And I
save
your marriage.
Can you put 8/26/2020? Can you put that in your calendar so next year?
Pre-order.
I sure will. Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, we also, just for Jaxpo, because that's coming up, we have a Jaxpo special. You know, balloons, I just sit at my booth and watch it time and time again that people go right by you if you don't have balloons. So you have to have balloons at your Jaxpo booth. So we offer a special. You get two bouquets and nine balloons for $29.99, and I deliver them right to your booth for you and your colors, whatever you want. And we have a lot of businesses that we print their logo on the balloon for you. So, and we keep those there. You just call and say, I need this or that. that or whatever, and we blow it up for you and bring it right to your business. So
did you just say a business can order logoed balloons
yes.
that you will stock and yep. then just blow up and deliver as needed?
Yes.
What a
yep.
great service.
Yeah.
What if
yep.
you're not open, though, when I need balloons?
I will take care of you. I will be there 24 hours a day if you need me.
And I can attest that you do work 24 hours a day, it seems. I have seen you early mornings, late at night, getting events ready, and that's much appreciated for the customers. What area do you serve? Is it just the greater Jackson area?
Oh, no. We do a lot of work all the way up to the bridge, all the way past Kalamazoo, up to Detroit, and down by Toledo. So we are the coolest balloon store around, so why would you go anywhere else? So.
Yeah, that's quite a range, yeah. and you deliver, and you have packages with DJ, so
yep,
you can
yep,
get
we put it all together for you. Yep, we will come back and we put it all up, and then we'll come back and clean it all up and move everything out for you. So there's just no, we get rid of all those obstacles, so you should call and order balloons. So,
Cindy, thank you so yep. much. Cindy Fuller, who's the owner of the Balloony Bin
thank
this
you.
Morning, the party girl.
Thank
Where's
you.
The party?
Thank you very much.
And I will take you up on that singing telegram next
All
year,
right.
too.
August 26, 2020, right?
Right,
just real quick, I wanted to say that we're also promoting a prom program.
Yeah.
A lot of schools, you know, the money's kind of thin. So 1% of your sales, if you come in and say it's for this school, whatever school you say it's for, we keep track of that. And we will give that money back to the students when they order balloons for the prom. So
that's
our new prom program.
Thank you. That's yeah. great.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Thanks so much. Another big round of applause for Cindy. She mentioned Jaxpo just a second, and we got a couple minutes before we hit the news at the top of the hour on our radio station on 970. Jaxpo is going to be here before you know it, too, and I know that always is a sellout. Is there still some space for Jaxpo? I know you're looking at someone else, Mindy, but do you know if there's still space for Jaxpo?
Thanks for calling me out to all of our radio listeners, Jamie, that I don't know these answers off the top of my head, but...
Maybe Patrick should answer the question.
You always surround yourself with people
Sorry.
That are smarter than you. So Patrick is telling me yes. We have a handful of booths still available for businesses. This is the event for businesses to showcase their products and services to not only the 500 or so people that come through the room, but all of the advertising that goes with it as well. So it's a great way to spread the word. Good camaraderie, energetic event.
And is Jaxpo at the same location again this year?
It is. We are back at Allsgate. We start with an economic lunch across the street at Optimist. We're talking about Industry 4.0, which is the new industrial revolution that a lot of our local manufacturers are having to adopt to. And then we'll kick off Jaxpo. We have a speed networking event and then end it with a reception off the clock event. So it's a full day of networking, growing your business, growing your people.
So we have another half hour coming up after the top of the hour. We're going to hit the news on the radio station, and we're going to chat with Austin Brown from Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, and we're going to talk about a lot of things, but I'm assuming that it's time to get flu shots right now. Not that we really want to think about that, but I also don't want to think about getting the flu.
Exactly. I know. I always get my kids in there and get them taken care of, so it's better to be prepared.
And we also have Jackson Symphony Orchestra coming in. Matthew Aubin's going to come in, and we're going to talk here in just a couple minutes after the top of the hour. So we'll be back with Good Morning Greater Jackson live on the radio and from 49 South this morning on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM.
Now back to Good Morning Greater Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, live from 49 South with Jamie McKibben and Mindy Bradishorta.
Okay, here we go, part two of Good Morning Greater Jackson. And Mindy, I think it's a great turnout here at 49 South, and we're going to get into the reason why we're here, but the crew at 49 South, so nice to let us come over here and do Good Morning Greater Jackson. And I was kind of worried. I thought this morning, although we promote it, you promote it, we advertise it, but what a great turnout
yeah,
here
people
today.
Found us. We love being downtown at the Weatherwax Hall with Jackson Symphony Orchestra, but as they're under construction, 49 South was very generous to open up for us bright and early, and it is such a beautiful venue and a great setting.
We're going to have some fun with Austin and Grant Brown, who have been in the news a lot lately for Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy because 60 years. Grant, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jackson. How are you? Thank you. We're glad to be here.
60 years. 60 That's a
years.
Long, long time.
Yeah, do you know how many times I've been behind that soda fountain trying to steal ice cream from my dad? Yeah, it's been a great run, and very proud of where we are today. We've been able to continue to make a mark on providing health care to the patients in Jackson community. And we're very proud of our staff and the way that we've evolved, especially over the last couple of years. About 4 years ago, three years ago, we took on a mantra of Pharmacy 2020, which is a corporate goal of looking at how to provide services in the year 2020, looking to the future. And so for the last 3 years, we've been internally reorganizing ourselves to be able to meet that goal. And seeing this, the season of the monarch butterfly, we're just about ready to spread our wings. We're really excited.
We were at your place, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy on Robinson Road, for a fun ribbon cutting and 60-year celebration.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
wow, that was a fun day.
It was, and it was very heartwarming to feel the support of all the people, the customers of long-term relationships, as well as the new people that are recognizing some of the unique things that we've been doing and working hard to, you know, focus the business and help people understand the clinical and outcome-oriented roles that pharmacists play today compared to, you know, what we have done in the past.
Brown's Advanced Pharmacy is absolutely a staple in our community. What does it look like for pharmacy in 2020? What are the trends? What are you having to change and restructure to serve the people differently?
Well, first of all, you know, pharmacy is probably the most accessible site for healthcare for people in our communities. And, you know, as Austin has said many times, you know, we see patients up to 20 to 30 times a year compared to maybe a doctor one or two or three times a year, depending on the status of a person's health. And we're trying to leverage that relationship, that multi-touch opportunity, and look at what are the challenges, the new therapies that are coming out, and how that gets integrated into a total plan of care with the other providers in the community.
Austin's with us this morning as well. And Austin, how great is it that your grandpa, you know, really got things going, and your dad was such a vital part, and now you are?
It's been exciting. It's terrifying, but it's exciting. You know, it's a lot of fun. But we got a great team. Our team's out here all the time. We've filled this table up like three times since we've been out here. So, you know, everybody from the pharmacy team to DME to the billing department, it's really, you know, it takes a village. It really does.
You guys have really grown so that you're more accessible, even more accessible for your customers in this community and in neighboring communities as well.
Yeah, we're in multiple counties now. We have 8 pharmacy locations, 2 medical equipment sites, and we also have an audiology clinic as well that's right behind the pharmacy on Robinson Road. So, you know, multiple avenues of healthcare, and that's been exciting to explore those.
Let me ask you about a fun topic that everyone should probably perk their ears up a little bit, especially if you got the flu last year.
Oh, here we go.
I think there was that one year I didn't get a flu shot, and gosh darn it, that I got it. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I think we probably all had the flu. It's not a fun thing. When is that time? I think I've heard on the radio with you and GOC that it's pretty soon,
it's
right?
It's coming up. Yeah, you'll hear varying results. But anywhere, you know, essentially, you know, mid-September, early October, somewhere in there, that's going to be your sweet spot. Yeah, and that's not far away. It's crazy. So we're going to have them at Robinson Road. We're going to start doing shots in mid-September. So we're getting our stock in. So everybody can come on in and see us and ask questions, and we'll get you all set.
Okay, so I have all kinds of questions about flu shots.
Let's go.
Does it run out? Do you run out of the flu shot? Should they get it quick?
We certainly can. I mean, we want to get them. You want to get it as soon as possible if you're healthy and eligible to do that. But, yeah, they go fast. But, you know, thankfully a lot of places in Jackson do provide them. We'd love to have you see us. But if you can't do it with us, we want you to get protected for the flu season any way you can. But
do I need an appointment, or can I just walk in and say, go?
Right in. You can walk right in and see us. Say, I'd like a flu shot, and we will get it going.
Do I need insurance?
Insurance helps. A lot of insurances will cover that. We do have it set up for cash pricing as well. We won't turn you away if you don't have insurance. Most insurance companies now, in fact, just about all of them, do see the value in making sure you're covered to get the flu shot, because they know how detrimental it can be for people that get really sick from that.
Yeah, that preventative care. And my kids just went back to school. As we all know, that is the time for germs to start going around. How old do my kids need to be, and when should I consider getting them vaccinated?
That's a great question. So depending on how old they are, you know, we can look, see them in the pharmacy. If they're very young, I would say if they're 10 or less, or if they don't like getting poked, That's better for the pediatrician to take a look.
Wait, so you're saying you don't want to poke the kids that are going to scream and cry in the pharmacy?
I mean, I will do whatever it takes, but I just don't want, you know, if they feel like they need to be able to, you know, have the doctor look at them. But if you think they can tough it out, come on in and see me.
All right.
Builds character.
It builds great character.
Do you have the pretty Band-Aids? That's the big question my kids will ask.
I got Spider-Man. I got Superman.
All right, we're good.
So we'll move on from the flu shot question, but just one more. I'm going to ask you the bonehead question of the morning, because this goes around every year. You hear somebody say, well, I got the flu shot, and then I got the flu.
Sure did.
Is that true?
Yep. Yeah, it does. It happens to me. It happened to me last year, and that comes down to the long, short answer is when we make a flu vaccine every year, a lot of, you know, science and projective modeling goes into what we think the virus that's going to be the problem is going to be, and then we tailor the vaccine to what we think the problem is going to be. And so a lot of the time, we can get pretty close, but we're still, in some respects, we're kind of throwing a dart at the dartboard. But if you do get the flu shot, you have like 60% chance less of actually getting the flu versus rolling the dice and not getting
any kind of flu.
Exactly. So something is better than nothing. And even if you do get sick and you did get a flu shot, what I do know is the people, when I've talked to people that have come into the pharmacy and said, I didn't get it, I got the flu, holy cow, that was awful. Or I have other people said, I came in, I got a flu shot, I felt crummy for about a day, but man, if I think about what would have happened to me if I didn't get that flu shot, I'd have been out for a week.
So it's not really up to the consumer then to pick their flu shot. You guys are doing your magic trying to figure out what the right shot is to give.
Yep. We,
right vaccine.
Yep, we'll figure out some of that. A lot of that is done at a much higher level than it is at the pharmacy level in terms of what the, you know, what's going to be in a flu shot. We do carry a couple different brands because if somebody might be allergic to a certain ingredient, which does happen, we do run into that issue as well. So we have a couple that we can help you out with that.
Okay, so last question. Let me ask you, what are some of the other services? Because you have so many more services. I know flu shots are top of mind right now.
But right, yep.
Give us a few other great services that you guys offer at Brown's.
It is a lot of stuff. We are not just, you know, lick and stick and put pills in a bottle. In terms of the pharmacy, Dr. Bridget Stoick is here. She heads up our diabetes self-management education services. Dr. Erica Brown is here. She's our director of clinical services. She runs our medication synchronization program. She has a whole HIV patient population service that she heads up. I mean, like, what don't you do, actually, is a better question. But Pam Rossman does hormone replacement therapy at the pharmacy. Allison and Julie and Brooke and Ryan and Don are all part of our durable medical equipment team over on West Michigan Ave. Those guys are amazing at, you know, providing services and oxygen supplies and all that. So,
well, they really make you feel comfortable. Grant, Austin, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, congrats on the 60 years, and thanks so much for being here this morning. Big round of applause.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Humanergy. What is Humanergy?
Humanergy is a full-service coaching, leadership development organization that partners with the Chamber for a variety of topics and programs, and they are giving a free one-hour leadership session at the Chamber on the third Tuesday of every month. So members are encouraged to come out, send your future leaders, your current leaders. It's 1 hour with real good, easy takeaways for that continuing leadership development. 1 to 2 o'clock at the Chamber, the third Tuesday of the month. It's free. Why not?
Saving the best for last this morning. From the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, we have Matt Aubin, and we have Jed Fritzmeier, who's the Director of Music Education. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
So we're here this morning at 49 South. Let's get into this. You're doing some renovations.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. We had a generous donation that's come into the symphony recently, and we've been using it for a variety of different things, but one of the things that we really felt we needed in Weatherwax Hall, and most of the people here have been there, is we needed to brighten up the space, provide more seating, make the entryway more formalized for both concerts and events, and just increase our capacity for things like weddings and meetings. And so, you know, we've embarked upon this renovation. We've added a balcony, which will provide almost 100 more seats. and a new floor that doesn't squeak anymore, and things, some technology, different, like a projector, new screen, more lights for things. So it really should be a multi-purpose facility that serves everyone's needs a lot better than it has in the past.
Things that are nice but extremely important for Jackson Symphony Orchestra Hall to have non-squeaky floors.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we want to hear Beethoven, not the squeaks of the floor, right? Yeah, so that's what we're going for.
Tell us about the community music school.
Well, so Jed, I want to... Can I talk about Jed a little bit?
Is Please.
That all right? Yeah, so we just hired a director of music education. In the past, we've had a music school director, and I felt like it was really important to expand that role. We want someone that not only takes care of the lessons and the classes that we provide downtown, but also deals with the educational programs that the symphony provides, manages the ensembles like the Jackson Youth Symphony Orchestra, our children's chorale. And I needed someone that had a lot of experience, was a great musician, connected to the music teachers. And Jed was a longtime orchestra conductor at Chelsea High School, just down the road, and just retired. He plays bass in the symphony, and so he's our new director of music education.
So maybe Jed should tell us about
the music school.
While they hand the microphone over, I'm not sure you're aware, Jamie, I actually was a student of the music school, so adults too can learn. Your wonderful facility taught me to play the cello.
Cello.
I think I can still do Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Outstanding.
I'm telling you, you should hire me for the orchestra.
The multi-talented Mindy Bradishorta.
You got to find your inner muse at one point or another. You've got to find it. Now, the community music school's got private lessons for every major instrument, 25 teachers on staff. We provide early childhood education, and we have, as Matt talked about, the two big ensembles that we just had for me as part of the family, the Jackson Symphony family. And what I've been impressed with is how interconnected the orchestra already is with the culture of the whole community. I started teaching in Chelsea in 1985, and it's one of those things that I didn't realize until I really started getting involved at how much has really gone on. I played in the orchestra in 1981, and flash forward, I had kids, and my job got really big, and so I stopped playing for a while and started playing in 2009 again, and the orchestra has made just monumental leaps in artistry, and the connecting with the community is just very impressive. It was not that way as I remember it in 1981. So
in my day-to-day work, I was working with a potential developer for the Hayes Hotel downtown, right? We're trying to get that big building developed. And giving them a tour of downtown, I pointed out the orchestra, and he says, you have a symphony orchestra here? I'm like, and not just any symphony orchestra. It is truly an asset that everyone in this community should support and be proud of.
Yeah, I think I still get the comment, oh, they get paid? Yes, they get paid because they're professional musicians, and we're so lucky that we have, you know, not only the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, the Ella Sharp Museum, the Jackson School of the Arts. This is a very vibrant community for the arts, and it's been, as an outsider coming in, it's been special to see, and I, you know, want to shout it from the rooftops that these are just first-class people that we have right in our hometown.
Yeah, and for a long, long time, I mean, not to outdo Grant and Austin, but 70 years for the JSO.
I gotcha.
Sorry,
no.
Sorry.
Yeah, so 70 years, it's pretty amazing. And you know, 40 of those years were under Stephen Osmond's direction, and he really took the orchestra from, kind of as Jed was speaking, a community orchestra, which would not very many paid players, and really just shifted that into this professional orchestra that's a part of the community. So for our 70th birthday, we're going to do a few special things. Steven's coming back in March to conduct a concert, which we're really excited about. In our February concert, we've commissioned a composer, a guy named Jeremy Crosmer, who not only composes, but he plays cello in the Detroit Symphony. super talented guy, and he's going to write a piece in honor of our 70th anniversary. So that, along with some other little surprises that we'll roll out along the way, it should be a fantastic season.
I know we talk a lot about some of those upcoming surprises when the time's right on the radio, but how else can people find out what's coming, what you're doing at JSO?
Yeah, just jacksonsymphony.org is the best way, and our website's pretty comprehensive. Like I said, you know, we have the music school for education, for lessons, for group classes. We have concerts, the symphony concerts. If the symphony's not your thing, maybe consider things like the Harry Potter concert that we have in March, or the Nutcracker. And if that's not your thing, we have Music on Tap, which is our singer-songwriter series. Our Irish festival sells out every year. We've got Up North music and some great acts that'll come through Weatherwax Hall.
And what's the best way to get tickets for any of the shows?
You can go to jacksonsymphony.org, call us, or visit our box office during business hours.
Matt, Jed, thanks so much. JSO, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was very nice to meet you too, Jed. Okay, Tim Booth is going to come up, the one and only Tim Booth from the Chamber of Commerce, to give us a quick update. Tim?
Good morning, friends. Tim Booth with the Chamber. Thanks for joining us here at 49 South for Good Morning Greater Jackson. Thank you, Kim, and the entire 49 South team for opening their facility and making us feel so welcome. Thank you. A number of businesses have recognized the benefit being chamber members since we were last together. Join me in welcoming these new members: Jackson County branch of the NAACP, Jackson Nissan, Adrian Area Chamber of Commerce, Vested Risk Strategies, Happy's Pizza, Simple Flooring Solution, RJ's Heavenly Delights, Anytime Fitness, Andy's Pizza, Greater Albion Chamber of Commerce, Evenflow Heating and Cooling, Versity Blood Centers of Michigan, Angels Around You Daycare, Faith Haven Senior Care Center, One North Kitchen and Bar, Great Lakes Ace Hardware, Rooney Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Fuller's Chem Dry, Schlinker's Sandwich Shop, Arbor North Living Center. Let's give them a round of applause. And also, thank you for all of the members that are in attendance today. Let's highlight those. We have a full house, and we welcome American Red Cross, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, CP Federal Credit Union, Cascades Humane Society, Charles Schwab, Creative Promotions, Edward Jones, Molly Bolton, Graphics 3, Great Lakes Ace Hardware, Jackson Habitat for Humanity, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Interfaith Shelter, Jackson Publishing, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, Northwest Community Schools, PostNet, RJ Heavenly Delight, Supporting Strategies, The Balloony Bin, United Way, Pearl Vision, Girl Scouts, Heart of Michigan, Vito's Espresso, Commonwealth Center, and the Brass Rail. Thank you for starting your morning with us. Thanks for showing up, this full crowd. We'll look forward to seeing you back at our next Good Morning Greater Jackson on September 24th.
All right, thanks, Tim. Back to the radio side of things we go. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Good Morning Greater Jackson, brought to you by WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.